Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call at 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. If you're on a mobile device, you can go to m.hollandshometownagency.com. If you're on a desktop, really easy for you. All you got to do is go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can do that too, marsiliains@gmail.com. Again, that's marsiliains@gmail.com. I'm still working on our weird claims podcast. So if you have a weird claim, doing a call out to all of our listeners, if you have a weird claim that you would like to be a part of that show that's going to be airing here at the end of summer, please send me an email, marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Put in the subject line, weird claims story. And of course, it's going to be anonymous. I'm not going to give out any names. If you don't want to get into specifics, just give me a roundabout story as far as what happened and why it's a weird claim. And we'll be sharing those here at the end of summer, probably shortly before the Labor Day holiday. So again, if you have a weird claim story, please share it with me because I would like to share it with all of our listeners here on Let's Talk Insurance. Now this month, I decided all this month we're going to be sharing tips on how to be safe while enjoying many outdoor activities this summer. Today is June 1st. That's when this podcast is being recorded. So it's June 1st is kind of the inkling to the beginning of summer. Most kids still have another week or so to go to school. But basically everybody is now that they see on their calendars, June 1st, all they can scream is, "It's summer!" And all the parents are going, "Oh, it's summer." I'm waiting for the end of summer when the commercials come on with the parents dancing around the aisles as they get school supplies and everything like that. And the kids are all sad and you know, downtrodden that they have to go back to school and whatnot. So I'm looking for that. Towards that at the end of summer, but right now we have the beginning of summer, and again, all this month we're going to be sharing tips on how to be safe while enjoying many outdoor activities. And one activity that's going to be high on everybody's list, and I would have to imagine that the majority of people that listen to this podcast probably live near a beach, within a, you know, maybe an hour drive, I would imagine. Possibly even less than that. I've got a 5-minute drive to the beach from where I'm at here in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. But I thought I would share some beach tips on how to be safe. What prompted this was this morning there was a news article here in the West Michigan area talking about the city of Holland has on YouTube a new public service announcement about their red flag program. Basically, the breakdown of the program is if you see a red flag, don't go in the water. Red flag means that it is not safe to swim, the currents are too strong, and that you really, 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 really need to be careful. It's very... I don't know if you're very sensitive to imagery involving ambulances, fire departments, police departments, tragedies, that kind of thing. I don't recommend watching the video. I just watched it again just before I hit record on the podcast, just because I wanted to go through it to make sure that it was going to be appropriate for the show. It is appropriate, but it is kind of disturbing. But it outlines the importance of following the red flag guidelines when it comes to being safe on Michigan beaches. I'm not sure, and I should have done research before I hit record. I'm not sure if this is just a City of Holland thing, or if this is an Ottawa County thing, or maybe it's a state thing. But I know that this particular PSA, and I'll have a link to it on our blog post for today. So you can go to blog.yourhometownagency.com, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, and you'll be able to find access to today's blog post that has tips, and it also has a link to the video. At the end of the video, I actually got a little bit teary-eyed because it's a very, very powerful PSA, and it's one that really lets you know that this is important. So be sure to check that out. Now, the Red Cross, everybody knows the Red Cross, redcross.org. They have tips on beach safety. One of them has to do with rip currents. Now, here in the state of Michigan, especially on Ottawa Beach, Ottawa and Grand Haven Beach are the ones that I hear about most often. Both of those do have a rip current. And we hear every year about people getting caught in the rip current and either coming to an unfortunate demise or end up in the hospital because the rip current just was too strong for them and they weren't a strong swimmer and whatnot. The Red Cross has tips on what to do when you're caught in a rip current. And first tip is stay calm. Don't fight the current. That's your first tip. Number two, it says swim parallel to the shore until you are out of the current. There's a point at which the rip current will stop. So you need to just follow the shore running parallel until you get to a point where you don't feel the rip current pulling at you anymore. It says if you're able to, the next tip, if you're able, turn and swim to shore. So once you get out of the way of the rip current, you should be able to turn towards shore and swim right to the beach. If you're unable to, you need to draw attention to yourself by yelling and waving and letting people know that, hey, I am in trouble. I need help. So that's very important. The officer that was on the news show this morning, I can't remember what his he had a three word phrase for dealing with a rip current. What was it? Flip, float, follow. So you need to flip over onto your back, because swimming forward, if you're in a rip current and you get freaked out and everything like that, you don't want water going into your mouth. So you flip over onto your back so you can breathe. You float, you just let the riptide carry you along the shore. The rip current will carry you parallel to the shore. So you need to flip over on your back, you need to float on your back, and then you need to follow the rip current until it stops, and then you'll be able to either swim to shore or draw attention to yourself. So if you happen to be caught in a rip current, easiest thing to remember is flip, float, follow. So you flip over onto your back. If you're caught in a rip current, best bet is to flip over onto your back so you can breathe unobstructed. You need to float alongside the rip current until it carries you out. And then you need to follow it until it's no longer got a hold on you, and then you can swim to shore or ask for help. So flip, float, follow. All right. Now, they also offer other beach tips. And again, you could go to our website, Hollins Hometown Agency.com, m.hollinshometownagency.com. If you're on a mobile device or tablet, you can go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You can get there via desktop. I had to think for a second there. And I'll have a list of these tips, and also I'll have links to the Red Cross for additional tips that you could check on. Now, they do offer other beach safety tips, such as young children and inexperienced swimmers should wear U.S. Coast Guard approved life jackets. It's a given. When you go to the store, make sure they have a Coast Guard approved label. I honestly wouldn't trust anything unless it's been approved by the Coast Guard. Reason being is more and more of our items are being manufactured overseas, where the standards of quality may differ. If it's approved by the Coast Guard, that means that whoever manufactured that piece of life jacket, whoever designed and developed and produced that life jacket, follows the same standards and guidelines that the U.S. Coast Guard requires for safety devices. It says here, other types of flotation devices should be used by experienced swimmers only. So that would mean your air mattresses, your floaties, you know, that kind of stuff. You got to make sure that if you're going to use it, that you're an experienced swimmer. And I can understand why. Because those floats will take you out. And if you don't know how to swim back, you're going to be stuck. So certainly make sure that you're an experienced swimmer if you're going to use like a flotation device at the beach. Don't dive into unknown water head first. Always protect your neck. This is a good one. I don't know about you, but I've heard story after story after story of people that have jumped into different areas as far as when they went swimming, like a swimming hole or something like that, and ended up breaking their neck, breaking their back, breaking their legs because they did not follow the advice of not diving into water head first. And you always want to protect your neck, always. Their recommendation is jump in feet first to begin, until you know the depth and have an idea of what obstructions are there. It's a lot easier to recover from a broken leg or a broken ankle than it is from a broken neck that could cause paralyzation, for sure. All right. So you definitely want to be careful. It may look cool to jump off into a swimming hole, whatnot, but if you don't know the depth, if you don't know what the bottom looks like, I mean, it could look deep, but then once you get in there, it could only be 4 feet deep. And if you're jumping from, you know, 10 or 20 feet up, that's not a lot of water to cushion you. So you definitely want to double check when you go diving, and especially in unknown water, you don't want to dive in head first. Keep an eye on children and elderly persons, even in shallow water, with wave action and whatnot, loose sand, could lose your footing. They talk about that people can drown in as little as, 3 inches of water, something like that. And, you know, if you're in the shallow water, there's going to be more than 3 inches of water there. You're looking at, you know, at least a half a foot of water. So definitely keep an eye on children and elderly people. To keep them safe at the beach. This one I didn't really think of, and that's something that you probably don't think of when you go swimming. At least here in the Great Lakes, it's kind of hit and miss, I guess. Watch out for aquatic life. Steer clear of patches of plants and do not touch any animals you come across. The fish may be beautiful. The turtles may be cool looking. But, you know, you need to steer clear because those are wild animals. And I would imagine it says steer clear of patches of plants because there could be plants that are poisonous that could hurt you, that could sting you, do whatever. Animals could be hiding in those patches to hide from predators, or maybe they are a predator looking for prey. So you definitely want to steer clear of patches of plants underwater. Don't touch any animals you come across. You know, the turtle may look cool, and you may want to take him home and keep him as a pet, but don't. Don't. He or she is going to be much better off in their natural habitat, taking care of themselves, than you trying to domesticate it by bringing it home, sticking it in your backyard, or sticking it in a fish bowl or fish tank or whatever. If you want to get yourself a turtle like that, they have domesticated turtles you can go to the pet store and get. But any wild animals, you definitely want to steer clear of. For your safety and for their safety. You know, when we talk about don't mess around with wild animals, we always talk about the person's safety. But you got to think about the animal's safety as well. You know, the animal, it just knows, if you come across it, may just know defenses. You know, you come across, they'll see you as a threat. So that's why you need to back away and stay away from wild animals that you come across. So, but again, we are from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. I got two addresses. If you're on a mobile device, like a tablet or smartphone, you could go to m.hollandshometownagency.com. If you're on a desktop, go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to shoot us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Weird claims. I'm looking at the doing a podcast shortly before Labor Day with all kinds of different weird claim stories. If you have one that you want to share, please, please, please shoot me an email. You can be as generic as you want so that you don't get singled out or recognized. That's fine. I'm not going to be using names. I'm just going to say a listener sent this in. This is what the listener had. This is what the listener's friend's mama had or something like that. If you have a weird claim story, I would love to hear it. And I would love to share it at the end of summer with our Weird Claims podcast. So shoot that out to me. I know I can look them up online. Okay, I get that. I know I can look them up online. But it's so much cooler, at least to me, to hear stories that other people have experienced that I quote unquote know. So if it's a listener to Let's Talk Insurance that has a weird claim story, that's one that I'm more interested in than going in and typing in to Google or to Bing or whatever weird claims situations or weird claim stories. I can do that all day long. I would rather have more of a connection with the story via the person telling it. So if you're a listener to Let's Talk Insurance and you've got a weird claim story, share it with me. I think it would be so much cooler to share stories from actual listeners than it is to just go on the internet and do a Google or Bing search. So please, if you've got a weird claim story, I've got a few months to do that. I've got a few of my own. I've got one or two from a friend of mine. But I want to hear yours. So if you got a weird claim story, please share it with me. So, well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Insurance each and every week, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and I really sincerely hope you have a good week. Take care.